Happy Birthday, Mr. President is a production of Big Four Enterprises, copyright 2020. I'm your host, Jeff Myers.
And I'm your co-host, Carissa Slate.
Our creative director is Shelby Myers, and our senior writer is Evan Myers. This is Happy Birthday, Mr. President. This is another exciting episode of Happy Birthday, Mr. President. And we are joined today by our special guest creative director, Shelby Myers.
Always a pleasure to be here. Always
great to have Shelby here. Now, Shelby, we are celebrating the 96th birthday today of Jimmy Carter.
Ooh, didn't he like invent peanut butter or something?
He was really close, yes. He did. There's a lot to do with peanuts. He was born October 1st, 1924. In Plains, Georgia, and he was our 39th president, and he's still alive.
Ooh!
Yes. So, now you're in professional improv, is that correct?
Well, yeah,
yes,
I dabble.
Yes, so. Why don't we start off with a little game that you like to call 185? So,
oh, I'm in.
Okay, so do you want to go ahead and start 185? And our listeners will pick up on what 185 is.
All right, well, what's my suggestion?
Let's go with peanut as your suggestion.
Peanut. 185 peanuts walk into a bar. Bartender says, "Sorry, we don't serve your kind here." And they all just cracked up.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. All right, my turn. 185 peanuts walk into a bar. The bartender says, "You can't plant her here." You didn't like that? I thought it was okay.
185 peanuts walk into a bar. The bartender says, "Sorry, we don't serve your kind here." And the peanut said, "Aw, shell."
Well, that's pretty good. That's why you're a professional. You get the laughs. All right, I'll try one more. 185 peanuts walk into a bar. Bartender says, "We don't serve your kind here." And the peanut looks at him through his monocle and says, "I'm out of here." Okay.
He just had the monocle. That was it.
Yeah. Well, I know this is like radio since a podcast, so people can't see when I hold my fingers up like I'm wearing a monocle.
Right.
Like Mr. Peanut. Well, I think that with the peanut jokes, we've kind of concluded that, yeah, Jimmy Carter is known for being a peanut farmer.
Yeah.
He grew up on a farm near Archery, Georgia, growing cotton and peanuts.
Yeah.
he attended Georgia Southwestern College.
Okay.
Which was close to home, actually, from where he grew up. And he briefly went to Georgia Tech in Atlanta.
Okay.
And he ended up going to the U.S. Naval Academy.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that.
Yes. He was in the Naval Academy, mm-hmm. class of 1947. And he also later went to Union College and got a master's degree and everything. So
he's got a lot of schooling.
He does have a lot of schooling. Yeah, he is a pretty smart guy. He married Rosalind Smith on July 7th, 1946 in Plains, Georgia.
I did. I looked her up.
Yeah, what do you know?
Apparently, I don't know if they met at the Naval Academy, probably not, but apparently they were like at a Naval Academy dance.
Yeah.
And they were getting a ride from one of Jimmy's friends, and they were in the back seat, and Jimmy kissed her.
Oh, no.
And that's how their romance started.
I thought you were going to tell me that they were doing the tango. That's pretty good.
Yeah. But yeah. And apparently she'd never let somebody kiss her on the first date until Jimmy.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. Well.
Scandalous.
Well, they did, like I said, got married. He was 21. They ended up having 4 children.
Yeah.
So they still have 4 children. He did serve in the U.S. Navy from 1946 to 1953, and he served on a nuclear submarine in the early 1950s.
Wow.
So he was actually a nuclear engineer.
That's fancy.
Yeah. And his father died in 1953, so he had to make a decision, and he and his wife, Rosalind, and they decided to move back to Plains, Georgia, where Jimmy ran the 5,000-acre farm and warehouses. So he went back into the family business and did that. He got into politics. His first political office was as a Georgia state senator, where he served from 1963 to 1967. And he was the governor of Georgia from 1971 until 1975.
Wow.
Yeah. And one of the things, being in Georgia, he was very much for civil rights. He really fought for equal rights for all people, regardless of their race.
Yeah. Well, I saw that, like, his small town where he grew up was, like, mostly poor black families.
Exactly.
Yes. And that, like, it was a big deal that, like, his parents let him play with the black children who lived there. And, like, that was a big deal. And so, like, that's what led him to be an advocate for civil rights.
That's right. And he's a good Christian man, too. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a big part of it, too. It was the election of 1976. Now, I remember the election of 1976.
Really?
I was in the sixth grade, and my teacher was Mrs. Bing. And I remember we studied, you know, this election. And I was a big supporter for Jimmy Carter in the sixth grade.
Yeah.
And he was running against Gerald Ford. But one of the things I remember most about it is, so you got Plains, Georgia, this really tiny town in Georgia that nobody knew from. That's where he was from. But during that election, it was like big news everywhere. Plains, Georgia. So he campaigned as an outsider to Washington, and he was not a lawyer.
What? Unheard of.
Unheard of as a president not being a lawyer. He was the peanut farmer from Plains, Georgia, and he defeated the incumbent, Gerald Ford, with 50% of the popular vote to Ford's 48%.
Wow.
And he was the first president of the United States from the Deep South since Zachary Taylor in 1848. So it was like 130 years between presidents from the Deep South.
Yeah, well, I imagine the country was getting over the Civil War still.
Well, they were still stinging from the Nixon resignation, and Gerald Ford had pardoned Nixon, and people didn't like that. So.
Well, you know what's interesting, and I don't know if this is true or not. I would need to check my sources, but I read on Wikipedia, the trusted source Wikipedia, that Jimmy Carter is actually somewhat related to Richard Nixon.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah. And again, I don't know. I cannot confirm.
It's entirely possible, because what we have found on our show is that there are so many threads of relations between presidents being sixth cousins twice removed.
Right.
That it's unbelievable. So, well, when Jimmy Carter entered office, he was 53 years old, and he served one term from January 20th, 1977 to January 20th, 1981. And one of the first things he did when he got into office is that he required the White House staff to take a 10% pay cut.
Whoa.
But did not take a pay cut for the president's salary.
Ooh.
That's what they thought of that.
Yikes.
One of the other things he did while he was president is he signed a treaty with Panama that gave them control of the Panama Canal as of December 31st, 1999.
Okay.
So this is back in the 70s.
Yeah.
And in 20 years, you're going to be able to take over.
What president was the one that built the canal?
Teddy Roosevelt was part of when it started.
Yeah.
And one of the big things that happened in the summer of 1980 is the United States boycotted the 1980 Summer Olympics in Moscow because of Russia's invasion of Afghanistan.
Oh, yeah.
So that happened during Jimmy Carter's administration. And that was a really big deal because, the United States not participating in the Summer Olympics, but you have to take a stand sometimes. Mm-hmm. And then probably the most known thing about the Carter administration was the Iran hostage crisis. Mm-hmm. When 52 Americans were held captive in the U.S. Embassy in Tehran, Iran, for 444 days.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, it was just an awful time. So here, this guy, Jimmy Carter, comes into office, probably, you know, riding a wave of popularity. Well, he obviously won. Mm-hmm. But by the end of his first term, it's like, we got to get rid of this guy. So the election of 1980 came, and he ran against your favorite and mine, Ronald Reagan. Yes. So Jimmy Carter serving one term in office. And it was the day after Ronald Reagan was inaugurated that those hostages in Iran were released.
Wow.
Yeah. So it was strange times in America during that time. But Jimmy Carter probably wasn't a very good president. And by most measures, the economy was doing really bad and everything. So,
but he was a really good guy.
Oh, there is no question. He is probably one of the most noble guys that we've ever had in the White House.
I just remember it was like only like a year ago or something where he was building houses for Habitat for Humanity when he was 95 years old.
He still does that. He volunteers one week.
And there was
every year.
Picture like he had like gotten in a car accident or something and he had a black eye. And so he's like all beat up, but he still showed up to help. So
he is definitely a stand-up guy. It's that time of our show for a little bit of true or false.
Yay!
This is our part of the show where we wait for this pause. It's there. It is. It's always the pause in the music that's the best part. All right, so we've got true or false questions here, Shelby. I'm gonna lay these out for you, and if you answer it correctly, you get a, and of course if you answer it wrong, you get a. All right,
got
are you
it.
Ready?
Yes.
Okay.
I am ready.
Here we go. True or false? Jimmy Carter is the only president to graduate from the U.S. Naval Academy.
False.
No, that's true.
Really?
He is the only one to graduate from the U.S. Naval Academy. Ulysses S. Grant and Dwight D. Eisenhower graduated from West Point, which is the Army.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah, so kind of a misleading question there, but that's okay. All right, number two. Jimmy Carter was the first president to be born in a hospital.
True?
That's right.
That's surprising.
Isn't that surprising? He was born in 1924, and he was the first president to be born in a hospital.
Wow.
Crazy talk.
That is crazy.
So, like, Richard Nixon wasn't born in a hospital? John F. Kennedy wasn't born in a hospital?
Where were they born?
I guess they were.
In the house, I guess?
In the house, yeah. I don't know. That's a really good question.
Huh.
All right. Number three. Jimmy Carter's favorite movies are Caddyshack and Star Wars.
True.
You're right.
I mean, those are good movies.
Well, they are good movies. He was a movie buff, and he watched Star Wars with Egyptian President Anwar Sadat.
Wow. That's awesome.
Can you imagine that? Do you think they had popcorn?
Yeah, for sure.
With peanuts in it? They probably did. They had popcorn with peanuts in it, yes. There we go. Sorry, that was a little slow on the audience there. All right. Number four. Jimmy Carter's favorite president was Marty Van Buren.
True.
No. It was actually Harry Truman.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I had to come up with some question here. Yeah, his favorite president was Harry Truman, because he said Harry Truman didn't try to profit off of being president.
Well,
now, let's think about this for a second Barack Obama has done exceedingly well since he was president. And George W. Bush, just go down. Bill Clinton, go down the line.
Right.
Going into the office, and now they've got multi. Well, anyway, so, yeah. So, he liked Marty Van Buren. All right, here's our last of the true-false questions. Jimmy Carter is the longest living former president.
True.
Yeah, that's right. He is one of six presidents to live into their 90s, along with George H.W. Bush, Gerald Ford, Ronald Reagan, John Adams,
Ooh.
And Herbert Hoover.
Wow.
Yeah.
John Adams is surprising. That was a long time ago.
That was a really long time ago. And you think about John Adams in that time living into his 90s. That's like crazy talk.
That's unheard of. Well, unheard of, I say.
Unheard of. After Jimmy Carter left the Oval Office in the White House, he retired down, he went back to Georgia, and has started the Jimmy Carter Presidential Center and Library in Atlanta. And he writes books.
Oh, really?
He has written 32 books.
Wow.
On a variety of topics, just all over the board. I didn't realize he was such the author.
Yeah, I didn't either.
That's crazy stuff. He has also worked tirelessly on targeting human rights abuses, nuclear disarmament, voting fraud, those sorts of things.
Yeah.
He has traveled to North Korea, South Korea, Panama, Nicaragua, Haiti, Zambia, Palestine, and many other places.
Yeah, Rosalind, too. She travels with him.
She does travel with him, too.
And Rosalind, I was reading that she does a lot for just, like, women's rights, too.
Yeah.
And I think that's just, like, a common theme with the Carters, is that they just really stand up for equal rights.
Human rights, basically treating people with dignity and respect. And I think that definitely comes from their Christian background and you know, belief and just loving people.
Mm-hmm.
Loving people where they're at, you know, that. He doesn't get along with former President Bill Clinton.
Really?
Yeah, he doesn't. And it goes back to a time when he was president and, or when Carter was president, rather.
Mm-hmm.
President Carter sent Cuban refugees to Arkansas when Clinton was governor. And apparently there was they were at a fort and some of these Cuban refugees escaped. And
what?
So Bill Clinton had to send the National Guard to get him, and he said, you know, Jimmy Carter caused this problem for me.
Oh.
And also, former President Carter traveled to North Korea during the Clinton administration to try to dissuade the North Koreans from nuclear weapons, and not really with the permission of the Clinton administration. So, yeah, so Bill Clinton and Jimmy Carter, we'll just say they're not the best of friends. To this day, Jimmy Carter teaches Sunday school at a small church in Plains, Georgia.
Oh,
can you
that's
believe
awesome.
That? Yeah, that's And of course, the Habitat for Humanity. They're actively involved in Habitat for Humanity, which we've already covered. And Jimmy Carter is one of four presidents to have won the Nobel Peace Prize.
Oh, wow.
He actually won the prize in 2002 for his efforts to bring peace to the Middle East.
That's very cool.
Which, interestingly enough, our current president has been nominated for the Nobel Prize for the exact same thing.
Oh, wow.
Bringing peace to the Middle East. Theodore Roosevelt, Woodrow Wilson, and Barack Obama are the other presidents who have received Nobel Peace Prizes.
That's really cool.
So Jimmy Carter, his 96th birthday, October 1st. Happy birthday, Mr. President. Thank you for joining us on this episode, and we hope you'll listen again as we celebrate the birthday of another president of the United States.